Say welcome back, do I? It's the first time.
Yeah.
Welcome for the first time to Static Rankings, where you can come for static.
But stay for the shock.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, that works. Don't stay for the rankings. Nothing's going to... The ranks are static.
No, no.
They stay the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm still your head scientist. We're not doing science today, but I'm still a scientist.
We're observing.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
There we go.
Observe and report.
Yeah.
Or Paul Shock Mall Cop.
Yes. Both work.
We're...
We're the Volcano Dante's Peak. Of... Yeah.
The Gone in 60 Seconds Fast and the Furious the superhero
the
podcast.
Armageddon Deep Impact of podcasts.
DS9 Babylon 5?
Hey, right. Forget about that.
There we go. Probably others too.
Yeah.
But with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
Yeah, and I was about to say back from vacation. I'm basically still on vacation. This is
nice.
Great. But yeah, I went to Texas last week.
Oh, how are things? I hear they're succeeding.
Yep, things are succeeding, yeah.
I would imagine, you know, they probably looked at you awkwardly because you're a stranger.
Well, the state's still there.
For now.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, as of our last recording, I was all nervous. I feel good about it. I think maybe I got this job, but I don't hear back until Monday. Monday came, and I heard back, and I got the job.
Huzzah! Yeah.
So I've been doing lots of paperwork lately because it turns out because it's a job working with the developmentally disabled and children. Mm-hmm. So the background check process is extensive.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been dotting all my I's and crossing my T's.
Did they make you do a fingerprint?
Yep, had to do a fingerprint. I was sort of hoping because it's, I guess the background check is FBI, but the fingerprint, because I've got my FBI fingerprint card, but I guess it's only good for the state of Arizona, so I had to do it again.
Okay.
And I had to, when I did it in Arizona, I got into a little bit of trouble in college. There are a couple misdemeanors that show up on a background check. And so when I did it in Arizona, it initially got rejected, and there was an appeals process, and it's one of those things that, as long as you didn't kill anybody,
yeah,
if you're willing to jump through the hoops of the appeals process, they pretty much give it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but this time it came back, and yeah, sure enough, boop, boop, there's the...
Who hasn't started a dock fire?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, you
We've
know.
We've all been there, buddy. It's just they caught you.
Mine didn't cause any mutations, didn't give anybody
no,
any superpowers.
No.
That's why it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, exactly. You were just a kid.
Yeah, it's fine. So yeah, I had to get fingerprinted. I had to piss into a cup this morning, and that and I was a big old headache because I should have just done it when I was in Texas, where they had you know the lab that they use, which is all it's a chain of Concentra is the name of the company, but they have. They have their little clinics everywhere. They also do urgent care and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they said, I said, yeah, is it okay if I wait until I'm back in Arizona just in case they don't get me in this week?
Yeah.
Not because I didn't expect this job hunt to be so fruitful so early. And they were like, yeah, it's fine. Do it whenever. Just, you know. But I should have just done it when I was there because I got there and the lady at the lab is like, yeah, we can't find your employer. Are they here in the state? Fuck. No. And so she has to be on the phone with the company's HR, and I wouldn't care. I've got the day off. I'm not in a hurry, except I have to pee.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing.
Yeah,
is,
I didn't think of that.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Doing the little duck walk.
Right.
But whatever. It all got sorted out, and yay.
Nice. Our buddy Ben's employed.
Yeah.
He's always been employed, but he,
yeah.
Different employee. New job.
Yeah. In the field that I want to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It's 4 10-hour days a week. So I get a 3-day weekend every week. It's going to be glorious.
Where is it here? What's the location, I should say?
It's in Fort Worth, so I'm moving in a month.
Moving in a month, gotcha.
Yep, we're going to have to go back to doing these things long distance
again.
That's
all right, yeah.
It's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I can cut out a lot more of us briefly talking over each other and go, wait, are you talk for... It's okay. It all gets cut out in post.
Yeah. I still got the remote or the microphone. Okay. The remote microphone.
Yeah. I'll get to hear a lot more of Sarah.
Yeah.
Can you come?
One second.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
And speaking of going back to the old way of doing things, we're going to be weekly again.
Woohoo!
Because we're doing Static Shock 22-minute episodes. I looked it up. There's only one two-parter in the entire 52-episode run.
Okay.
So, yeah. And at some point, we'll do Jackie Chan Adventures. We still haven't really decided
how. Yeah, let's wait a minute.
Yeah. I want to get into some Static Shock first.
Yeah.
Maybe after we finish out the first season, maybe we can
okay
hop over to Jackie Chan.
How many seasons are there, do you know?
So there are 4 seasons, but they're 13 episodes each.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's the usual.
So yeah, 52 episodes altogether. So okay. 52 weeks in a year. It'll take us a year, as is tradition, and then we'll do Justice League Unlimited, and then we'll all be dead of nuclear war.
Yay! Don't you forget, it's sneaky. It's sneaky,
yeah.
But it's coming.
Yeah, you should be thanking us. We decided to do Static Shock, and now you all get to live for another year.
Yay! We delayed the inevitable, buddy.
Yay! Speaking of delaying the inevitable, we did, in fact, watch Static Shock Season 1, Episode 1, Shock to the System today.
Yes.
We open up, no cold open, just straight into the theme song.
Yep. So I guess no more, well, we can still do a bingo, but it'll be a different kind.
Yeah, you know, I said I was going to try and figure something out, I did. We'll do bingo again when we're back to Justice
yeah
League.
Yeah.
It's fine, we're doing this, we're observing. We're
exactly.
Loosey-goosey.
Right.
But we do get our theme song. Hold on, let me get these lyrics up. Gotta go. Gotta get up.
Yes.
That's it. That's all the lyrics.
Gotta go. Gotta get up. Gotta go. Gotta get up. Gotta.
We get, but we do get, you know, we get our little custom title sequence with our young hero, Static, fighting a stretchy guy and a fiery guy and a guy who can conjure T-Rexes for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he's flying around on a manhole cover. And then he goes to high school.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the premise of the show. But then we open up for realsies, and there are mooks doing a robbery.
Yes, hired goons. They've got masks. They are in a warehouse. Guards have been tied up, and they're talking about like whatever loot they're going to get. The guards are on ice.
Yep.
Don't worry about them. We got all the time in the world.
Yep, but they don't, because as they're loading all this computer equipment is what they're stealing. And as they're walking out the door with it, all of a sudden the lights start turning on, but nobody hit a switch.
Mm-mm.
And in fact, the computers in their hands start turning on. They're not plugged in.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's our superhero, Static, who has the ability to, well, he's got electricity power, so.
Yep, and it's one of those things where it turns out electricity powers are a very broad umbrella.
It is. You can move things like Magneto, you can turn TVs on, you can make things blow up.
Yep, lots.
You can shock people, you can fly.
Yep. He's, he can move around metal objects, and he's using this to fly around the room on, one of them calls it a manhole cover. Later on, he'll do the same thing on a trash can lid.
Yeah, but it seems like it could apply to anything.
Yep.
It's not like Gambit, where he just only uses a deck of cards. Yeah, I know he can touch other things, buddy, but by God, he only wants them deck of cards.
Not in the new one. In the new one, he makes Wolverine's claws go all splody.
Cool. I'm actually wearing the shirt right now.
Yeah, we watched the trailer for X-Men 97, the revival of the 1997 X-Men cartoon that we grew up with.
Yep.
We'll see.
We'll
I don't
see.
Know.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just excited for new things.
Yeah, but the internet's pissed off because Rogue's butt isn't big anymore.
Yeah, I heard it also. Morph is non-binary now, and people are mad about that. And I'm just like, he's Morph. He can be
whatever he wants to be.
So
that
like,
just makes
what's
sense.
What's the problem, bro?
The problem is I don't want people who aren't just like me to exist.
I guess.
Shut
telling,
up.
I was telling Sarah this, like people who are like,
yeah.
When it comes to the X-Men, it doesn't work. It's like, it's basically a show about
Yeah.
Prejudice. It's yeah. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't be mad about it because that's the thing.
Yeah. They were pretty much always an all-purpose metaphor for people of different races or cultures, gay people, whatever you wanted them to be.
I heard one of the writers is a homosexual African-American.
Right.
And some people are like, what would he know? I was like, he knows it all.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
If anyone would know, it's him.
Yeah. Jesus. But... Yeah. So yes, my reservations are more just in the general sense of lots of times when they bring back things,
nostalgia.
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
It's perfect in that time period. Will it translate to the 2020s? We'll see.
We'll see. But I have no nostalgia for Static Shock.
No.
Not because I didn't like it back in the day, because I just didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But Static's flying around. I remember thinking back in the day that it just the little bits I saw, it felt very Spider-Man. And I'm definitely getting some of that, too.
Gotcha.
He's very quippy. He's one of the criminals says, what's up with that? And he corrects them. No, it's what up with that?
Yeah.
If you are going to use the youth slang, please do it correctly.
Yeah. He's got some zingers, and they're not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty all right, but he dispatches these crooks easily. That's the other thing we're establishing here, is as superpowered heroes go, this is... He's got some juice behind him.
The criminals are stuck to the ceiling using the static cling ability. And but I wonder how he got these powers.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Well, we'll tell you with a flashback sequence. And that's actually the other thing that felt very Spider-Man to me, is he has an internal monologue. He speaks directly to the audience. I bet you didn't think I'd be a superhero 2 days ago. I never would have thought.
Yeah.
And that's when we get our flashback, and he's... And we see nerdy Virgil Hawkins.
He wakes up. He's got a sister.
Yep.
Sister's your typical annoying sister.
Yep.
He's got a dad. You know, seems like he's a 9-to-5 working dad.
Yep. He's always in his like shirt collar and
got
and ties.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was doing a little bit of Googling just to get my background story straight. Apparently, he's a social worker of some description.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting that vibe, but I don't know.
Yeah, very very put together professional appearance in any case. Yeah. Virgil's trying to shave, and his sister's kind of giving him crap, like, you can't grow a beard.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
You teenager. Dumbass.
We very firmly establish him as a, you know, young to mid-teenaged years. Dead mom,
yes. So the sister makes eggs, but they're way, way not cooked.
Yeah.
And he makes a joke. He's like, what do you want? Should I use a straw? And
they're just the way mom used to make, rest her soul, before she died and left this earth.
Yes.
Just so you know, audience.
And he says, Mom, can you help me out? And there's a phone call. And it's the sister. It's a cute guy, I guess, on the other line. And sister leaves the room to talk to the cute boy. And he scrapes the gooey eggs into the trash. He goes, thanks, Mom. So we know Mom's dead.
Yep. We know that both Sharon, I think, is the name of the sister.
Ah, I didn't catch it.
Virgil also makes reference to he's got a little crush waiting for him at school. He's going to ask her to homecoming. So we're getting the vibes of high school aged, yep, concerned about dating.
He's got a best pal.
Yep. Richie.
Richie is going to be, I don't know what you would call him, the shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, the guy in the chair, the Max.
The guy in the chair. Yep. I like it.
Yep. He's the best friend.
Yeah.
The sort of civilian sidekick of our new superhero.
There you go.
And they're heading off to school, and Virgil's in the middle of trying. So first, Virgil is rehearsing with his friend. This is how I'm going to ask out this girl that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Team Richie on this one, because he's cracking wise. He's telling jokes, he's being a fun, hip, cool kid, until he starts to think about asking out this girl, and then you can see he immediately stiffens up. Would you do me the honor?
Right, yeah.
And Richie quite rightly, do me the honor? What the? This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
You dumb motherfucker.
Just be yourself.
Play it cool.
But there's no time for this. The girl that he likes, she's over there, but in comes Bully.
Yeah, yeah. It as Virgil's mid-getting friend-zoned because she's doing the thing where she's like, oh, my good friend, my friend. I will use the word friend many times. Yeah. Come hear my woes about all the other guys who just asked
me to
homecoming.
There's all these hot guys. There's like three of them. There's a football player and another dude, and they all want to take me out. And he's like, oh, being attractive isn't the only thing to a relationship. But there's no time for that. Bully's here. Bully's got red hair.
Yup. Just as Virgil's saying, well, Virgil makes four, Bully says, Bully makes five. I'm going to biff tanning my way into this situation.
Yeah. When are you going to get it through your thick skull, Lorraine? You're my girl.
And she has notebooks and she like uses them to hide herself. And he says, like, read the
body language.
She's not into you. And he's like, well, whatever, bro. I'm going to beat you up.
Yep. He's getting very physical. Bully's name is F-Stop, yeah.
Like
A.K.A. Francis.
But he gets his own nickname later on, so you don't really need the F-Stop.
Yep.
Which for us media arts nerds knows that's a camera slang.
Ah!
Yeah.
I did not know that one.
It's the, if you want the amount of color, I'm sorry, light to go into your lens.
Okay.
You can control, kind of like how your eye, your pupil dilates. Or
right.
Same thing.
Okay.
So if you want lots of light, like you want to, Steven Spielberg it, lots of light, you can manually open up the aperture, and then it's called your f-stop, and there's a number 1 through 8. 4 is right in the sweet spot, but if you wanted it to be a little darker, like a horror movie, you could go here.
All right, we all
thanks
learned something.
You, babe.
Yeah. So this large redheaded bully is who, if you were paying attention in the intro theme song sequence, he's going to get superpowers later.
Yeah.
He's going to be a villain.
Yeah.
But for right now, he's just a bully, and he's like throwing Virgil around the hallway, smashing him into lockers. And Virgil's getting his ass kicked.
He's going to do more, but luckily somebody's there to help him. He's a taller gentleman. I got the impression they were friends, but it turns out they're not really friends.
Yeah, very large gentleman, fellow high school student, seems maybe a couple years older, by the name of Wade. And yeah, he does say, no, Francis, you don't mess with my man Virgil over there. So he's presenting himself as, no, we're buddies, we're pals.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're not super buddies. Not like him and the guy in the chair.
Yeah, yeah. They clearly know each other. They're clearly on friendly terms, but they're not super close. They're not besties.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously Virgil is very grateful. Like, thank you, kind savior, for coming to my rescue.
Yeah.
But Wade's, he's kind of giving him the impression like, look, man, I can't always be there watching your back. Like, you got to learn how to handle yourself on these mean streets there, friend.
Yeah, the mean streets of high school.
Well, so one thing that I'm noticing, one thing that I did put in my notes is the visual style of this show is a little different than what we're accustomed to.
Right.
It's not the most flattering comparison, but the most immediate thing I think of is when we watched the Zeta Project episodes of Batman Beyond.
That's what I thought too.
And the characters all kind of stuck out like sore thumbs.
A lot of cartoons back then had that style, though.
Yeah.
It's not bad, not great.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, but where I will give this show a compliment is I like the settings and the backgrounds and the cityscapes. Mm-hmm. Where I don't think it really gets mentioned other than the name of the high school is Dakota High School.
Uh-huh.
This is Dakota City, is the fictional city in which Static is. It seems to be, again, I was doing some Googling. I was good podcast Ben.
Yay!
It's set on a large lake, and I think the impression we're meant to get is like Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Detroit, you know, one of the Great Lake cities.
There was a shot, this is later on, I don't even know if it's in this episode or our second one, but there were two buildings side to side.
Yep.
And so I was like, is this New York?
Yeah.
But okay. All right.
Yeah. But what I like about this cityscape is it immediately feels this is not Gotham. It's not dark and brooding and gothic, but it's much more bright and colorful. but it's not Metropolis either, with lots of like steel skyscrapers,
monorails,
Art Deco. Yeah. This feels much more like a contemporary modern American city, and if you've spent much time in, I mean, let's call it what it is. This is very much, well, it's not even DCAU yet. We talked about how in this first season it was meant to be its own thing, and then they kind of retconned it into the DC animated universe. But this is the Black Project.
Okay.
And Detroit, these are cities that have large Black populations. And so you and I growing up in suburban Tucson, Arizona might say, oh yeah, the mean streets of high school.
Yeah, that's true.
I think maybe they are kind of supposed to be.
Yeah.
But they don't just make it this like parody of an urban hellscape either. Like, right. This is Static's home. This is a place that presumably he likes, and I think we're meant to like. It's not meant to feel like horrible and dangerous and hellish like Gotham is sometimes. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
But Bully leaves.
Yep.
Now, from here, I'm a little fuzzy. Yeah. He winds up at this, like, getting initiated, right?
After school, he winds up getting hassled by the bullies again, like a bunch of them.
Oh, that's right. They put him in an alleyway.
Yeah, a bunch of them. We get, apparently, Francis, he's not just a lone bully. He's got a whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this, too. His crew is predominantly white with exactly one token Black guy.
Oh, okay.
And they gang up on Virgil just as he's, like, split up from, you know, he's walking home from school with Richie, drops Richie off, and as soon as he's alone, they jump him. And it's one of those, we're going to cut away because this is maybe more than we want to show on kids' TV. But they clearly beat him up pretty bad.
Now, as they're beating him up, there is one lookout. Is his name Wade?
Wade is,
He's walking towards the alley. So the guy's like, hey, we got to go. Go, 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 go. They take off. They get out of there. Static gets up, Virgil. Yeah. Virgil gets up. He's got a black eye. And Wade sees him. He's like, oh, man, you got beat up, huh? He's like, ah, shitty. All right, here's what we're going to do. Meet me at this place.
Yep.
In about a half hour.
Yep. And Virgil's like, no, I got it. My dad's expecting me. Nah, you're going to meet me there. Half hour.
Yeah.
And he does. He's clearly nervous. He's like rehearsing. No, Dad, sorry, I'm late. I just had to meet with some gangbangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do learn this is a gang.
Yes.
Wade is also not alone. He's introducing Virgil to his whole crew. And I also noticed this. Wade's group is predominantly Black with one token white guy and one token Asian guy.
Oh, okay.
So it's just interesting to note that both of these rival gangs are token integrated, but really not.
Okay.
So I think we're to get the impression that this isn't necessarily entirely a race war, but there's a racial element to this. And I'm thinking it's maybe not a coincidence that Wade picked out Virgil, another black guy, as like, yeah, he's going to be one of us.
Yeah.
But he's telling Virgil, look, man, you got to... I know we're kind of friends, and I'm happy to watch your back.
You make me laugh. I appreciate that, because I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
I like, the cool guy, and it's like, well, I like Kenny. He's funny. Like, yay!
Yep, he says, you make me laugh, and you're smart. I know you're a cool guy, but if you know, I can't always be there watching your back every minute, but if you were to officially become part of our gang, everybody would know not to mess with you. You'd have protection.
Yeah.
And Virgil, you know, a little hesitation, I don't know. And a bunch of the other gang members are like almost instantly turning on him like, you going to refuse our leader's gracious offer, you son of a bitch?
So,
by the way, when I paraphrase what these guys are saying, I'm doing it in white person speak. This is not how the characters on the show speak, but I'm not going to try to do that.
Plus, we're summarizing.
Yeah. just throwing it out there.
It's hard to remember it word for word.
Yeah.
But we cut to, he's in his bedroom, and he gets a phone call from the guy in the chair.
Yep.
What's his name again?
Richie.
It's going to be a minute before I
get... Yeah, this is a new cast of characters for us to get used to.
So Richie's like, hey, tell me the truth. You didn't join a gang. And he's like, how did you hear this?
Yep.
This was like a minute ago. How did you hear? He's like, dude, everybody heard.
Yep. Apparently they've been spreading it around without... The way Virgil says, like, I didn't join, but I didn't want to be rude either, so I sort of said I'd think about it.
Yeah.
And they're doing the hard sell. They're already spreading it around as though, yeah, he joined up.
Yeah.
To make it harder for him to actually say no.
And this is where we get the dialogue that his buddy says, hey, your mom got killed by gang violence.
Yep.
So that's our, like, okay, mom's dead and we know why.
Yep.
Gangs. All right, cool. Let's put that in the back of the... Because I'm sure we're going to use that a lot in later episodes.
I would assume. They're very clearly dropping things like that for us to pick up on. We also get a short little scene at the dinner table where Virgil's trying to explain away his injuries, which are visible. He's got a black eye. He's got a Band-Aid on his head. And Sister Sharon's like, football injury, huh?
Yeah.
How come you weren't wearing a helmet? Wait a minute. You don't play football.
Can I be excused? I'm sore. And he, sure. And he leaves. And the sister looks at the dad. And the dad's like, he'll say something if he wants to say something.
Yep. So again, we're getting this family dynamic. Dad's got a little more of a hands-off. Like, he's got kid problems. He'll come to me if he needs help, but, you know, give him some space to deal with it. Richie on the phone had said, look, if you join up with them, it's not just protection. They're going to want favors.
Right.
And sure enough, he's right. He gets the call from Wade. Hey, come meet Docs this place this time.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
No, not really. So he goes and, you know, he's meets up with everybody. We're going to do something. Oh, by the way, you might need this. And they hand him a gun.
Yep. It's we're going to have a gang war. You want to be in our gang war?
It'll be great.
And then you'll be our pal and you'll be protected. Just take part in this gang war and maybe shoot a motherfucker.
So as they walk away, our character Static looks at his gun and he's like, no guns. Tosses the gun into the lake, dock, whatever. And this is where the gang war happens.
Yep, big gang war.
You got the redheaded dude and his gang.
Yep, and fighting Wade's gang, and just apparently this was the prearranged spot for let's have a gang war. And not sure if the mic will pick up on that.
Gang war. It's gang war. Watch out.
Dudes beating on other dudes with crowbars. Only a couple of them have guns, but the guns don't come out until the cops show up.
They're in helicopters.
Yep.
They're shining their spotlights on them. They're like, hey, this is restricted area. Throw down your weapons and put your hands up.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. They all scatter.
Yep.
They don't want to be arrested.
Yeah. So the cops are shooting. So yeah, one of the guys is shooting guns at the cops. Like, oh boy, you just upgraded yourself to resisting arrest and assaulting an officer. Have fun with that.
Yep. So they, to incapacitate him, they shoot a tear gas canister.
Yep.
But it hits some gas tanks, and these gas tanks, they have warning labels on them.
Yep. There's some kind of big chemical canisters at this dock, and the tear gas hits it. It explodes. The green tear gas is mixing with this purple gas. Everybody's coughing. The police are coming in with gas masks. Bunch of dudes are getting arrested. And Virgil just manages, you know, you can tell he's coughing. He's breathing in the gas. But he just manages to hop a chain link fence and get out of there.
Yeah.
And he wakes up the morning after sleeping off his spider bite.
Yeah.
Sorry. gas attack.
This would actually be before that movie, I think.
I think so. Before the movie version, anyway.
But he's okay, but then weird shit starts happening. His comforter kind of like follows him, like Static Cling.
Yep.
Get off of me, goddamn.
The razor that he was using before, it's an electric razor. It starts whirring as soon as he gets close to it, and it's not even plugged in.
Other gizmos kind of act up, too.
And he calls up Richie and says, hey, let's have exposition. I'm a superhero now.
Yeah.
Come to the junkyard.
His buddy shows up and he starts moving cars around with his powers.
Yep.
And he's like, look, Richie, I'm a superhero, sorta.
Yeah, he's got electricity powers. He can fly around on a manhole cover. He can levitate cars. He can move metal with his mind. Lots of purple lightning effects going everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fun times.
Richie's even says, it's like, wow, you'd be a superhero if you wanted to. Let's get you a costume.
Makeover, 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 makeover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
bitches be shopping.
Yay, yay! But not really. If they're just in a room.
Yeah.
He tries on various different outfits.
One of which is very clearly the Black Lightning costume.
Hey, there's an Easter egg.
Yep.
Like Pretty Woman, we have to wait till we get the perfect one.
Yep.
It's a jacket over a shirt. He has gloves. A mask, and the mask, I think, has goggles up.
Yeah, but the goggles are only on his forehead. Yeah, he never seems to, like, pull them down over his eye. And, in fact, his face is largely uncovered in this getup. It's, look, why I will... we watched a bunch of Superman, which is less ridiculous than this, so I can't really complain.
Lance Hunt wears glasses. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses.
Except I complained about it in Superman, too, so I can complain a little.
Might as well.
But as well.
There was one time Henry Cavill, as a joke, was like on the streets next to a movie poster of Man of Steel. This is back in the day. And nobody really said anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess people, if they don't really take a hard detective look at it, they're not going to notice.
Yeah, I mean, the general public, I can buy that. Now, when you're smooching on Lois Lane as Superman in one scene and being shy, awkward guy with Lois Lane as Clark Kent in the next scene... which is basically what's about to happen with Virgil's love interest, Frida, in a couple minutes. Yeah. It starts to get a little harder to buy, but it's superhero stuff. It's part of the genre. Right. It's whatever.
Okay, so you got you're basically all caught up.
Yep, that was the that was our flashback sequence. Meanwhile, in the present, he's just as Static, his new superhero identity. Virgil has just foiled this computer parts robbery, and as he's watching the cops come along and collect the criminals, he notices that some of these computer parts were marked for Dakota Union High School.
Well, I know where that is. That's where I go to school.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and just scoop all these up with my zappy powers and take them to school and show everybody that I'm a cool superhero now.
Yeah, and they're planning, I don't know, a prom, maybe?
A homecoming, they call it. Yeah, they are setting up for homecoming. Frida's doing the whole, where's Virgil thing? I thought he was going to be here.
It's like, they use this a lot.
Yeah.
Remember Spider-Man Homecoming? Aren't they planning, like, the homecoming dance there?
It's a pretty common,
It's a trope. The girl that everyone wants is the one in charge of the planning it.
Yep. Even in Superman, remember they had that one flashback episode, and it was the homecoming dance in Smallville High School?
Was her face in it up?
Lana? Lana Lang was there, and I think that's the one where Brainiac goes back in time and starts messing with him. So, yeah. I mean, that's not even a show set in a high school, but...
Right.
You know, I guess you just gotta have it.
Static shows up. He brings the computers. Everyone's like, hey, cool, look at this mysterious man. And he's like, that's not all I can do. I'll help you put things up. Puts a disco ball up on the ceiling. Turns on some Christmas tree lights.
Yep. Everybody thinks, all right, cool. I guess we got a superhero.
Well, thanks, son of Flying Pig.
The Flying Pig. He entertains people at bank machines and other of life's many lineups.
That's a Kids in the Hall reference for you kids out there.
Yeah. And Static gets all flirty with Virgil's love interest, Frida, and she's into it. And he even thinks to himself, man, why can't I be cool like this when I'm just Virgil?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, just dropping things for later. There's a little, you know... That dynamic between he's confident and outgoing as a superhero, but he's shy, nerdy guy in his civilian getup. And
is this when we start seeing what the gas does to the other kids?
Yeah, so that's we cut over to the other kids, and all the other gangbangers who were in the gang war got dragged off to some hospital, and they're all mutating.
Yeah, there's nurses, and they're all like they're calling up like, we need hazmat team. We don't know what we're doing. There's one guy's like melting. Yep. Another guy's got like
glowing eyes.
Yeah, and there's another guy who's like purple, kind of looks like Parasite.
Yep.
And then our redheaded guy,
Francis,
he gets on fire.
Yep, and he busts out of that hospital. That's kind of a little cliffhanger that we're going to end this episode on.
Okay.
Thus ends Shock to the System. Kenny, I guess I can't ask how this episode hold up because we haven't seen it before. How'd you like this episode?
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good.
Everything was, well, it's fresh.
It's new. It's different. It's a different angle.
It's like a new restaurant. Like, yeah. I liked it. I'd go back.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep on pointing out similarities to, you know, your Spider-Mans and stuff like that. But that's, you know, a lot of that's just genre stuff. And I think it's doing enough stuff that is different and interesting and novel that I never feel like, I've seen this before. Skip ahead. Like in the first episode of Batman Beyond, you have Terry fighting some Jokers in the subway.
Uh-huh.
But that felt different. That felt more fantastical and divorced from real life compared to, hey, join our gang so you don't get your ass kicked. Hang on to this gun real quick. Like, that feels more like something that might happen to somebody in real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it.
I did, and I enjoyed. So this gas explosion, this is what's going to help us have the villains of the week.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought of, like, the Ninja Turtles, the ooze.
Yep.
I like that. This is what we need to have more fresh characters. So they call it the Big Bang in the next episode, and they call these mutants or metahumans Bang Babies.
Yes.
I appreciated that, because now anytime a new villain shows up, we can always go, well, it's because of that gas explosion back in Dickety 2.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have just a built-in superhero and or supervillain origin.
We're not going to have a different, you know, like... Yeah.
Another chemical spill in an unrelated lab. What are the odds?
I got hit by an asteroid and now I've got power.
Whoa, wacky.
Really? Well, I touched a... I don't know.
I got a smooch from a radioactive mouse.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm digging it so far. And I really don't know how we end these things, because we're not doing science no more.
I don't know either.
Well, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at twitch.tv/BenCreighton or at psky.social/BenCreighton or whatever the fuck.
It'll be in the thing.
It'll be in the thing, probably. I need to make sure I've edited that thing. It might still link back to Twitter, which Lord knows I don't check anymore.
It's X now. God damn, how many times? Elon Musk changed it for a reason.
I care not for his reasons.
I said to Sarah, I was like, you know, what if he became president? And she got real quiet. And after like a little too long, she was like, wait, he wasn't born in America. He can't. Yep. And we were both like, oh.
Yeah.
But it was a long enough period that we both were like,
Stephen King keeps fucking around with him on Twitter. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, for some reason, I think Musk was a big Stephen King fan, like, of his books. And so he wanted to be cool, like, friends with the guy whose books he read growing up. And Stephen King's like, no, you're a piece of shit.
Good for him.
Yeah, yes.
Good for Mr. King.
So Stephen King makes a point of continuing to very publicly call it Twitter. And Elon Musk will at him, it's X now, though. And Stephen King's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And it's fun to watch.
Nice.
Yeah. But you can always find us at anchor.fm/batranking. Speaking of things that haven't changed their names, even though they probably should.
No.
No. The URL still works.
Yeah.
And you can also find us at bit.ly/landoftheblind. That's where my Discord server is. We've got a little channel there where you can talk to other Bat Rankings fans of the Bat Rankings family of podcasts.
Yeah.
And you can show up next week. I get to say that again. Next week for episode 2.
I think it's called Aftershock.
Aftershock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Shock to your system.